Is there anything else I need to consider apart from changing my lifestyle?
Test your blood sugar at regular intervals and get eyes and feet checked at least once a year.
Es ist schon wieder Mittwoch und damit Podcast-Zeit bei Das PTA-Magazin. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zum PTA-Funk, unserem Podcast für PTA und alle, die uns zuhören möchten. Mein Name ist Julia Pflegel und ich bin die Chefredakteurin des Magazins. Unsere aktuelle Folge der Serie Englisch für PTA beschäftigt sich mit dem Thema Typ-2-Diabetes. Das ist auch das Titelthema der kommenden Ausgabe im November. Eine Kundin fragt in der Apotheke, wie sie mit der Diagnose Diabetes umgehen soll und welche Veränderungen im Lebensstil nun auf sie zukommen. Hören Sie den Dialog zwischen PTA und Kundin und frischen ganz nebenbei Ihre Englischkenntnisse auf. Wenn Sie den Dialog mitlesen möchten, können Sie das auf unserer Website das-pta-magazin.de/englisch tun. Viel Spaß beim Zuhören und Liken nicht vergessen.
Good morning. Is it okay if I ask you a few questions?
Yes, of course. Fire away.
I've just been diagnosed with diabetes type 2. What is that exactly?
Diabetes is when the glucose in your blood builds up instead of being used as energy. In type 2, there is enough insulin, but the body's cells cannot use it properly.
And what causes it?
It's mainly due to lifestyle factors and genetics. Being overweight, an unsuitable diet, and lack of exercise over a long time can all affect the function of the pancreas. People with a family predisposition have an increased risk of diabetes.
Is it life-threatening?
Well, if left untreated, it can result in serious health complications, such as heart disease, nerve damage, loss of sight, and so on.
Can it be cured?
At the moment, there is no cure for diabetes, but a lot of research is being carried out, so maybe someday there will be.
My doctor has told me to make some lifestyle changes and then come back in 3 months, when she will decide how to proceed. What does she expect me to do?
First of all, you need to focus on diet and exercise. Eating a healthy diet, being physically active, and losing weight will help to normalize or control blood sugar levels. Try to aim for a minimum of 3 hours of activity a week. These measures might even be enough. If not, the next phase of treatment is taking medication. Additionally, your doctor will refer you to a certified diabetes educator who will help you. As far as your medication is concerned, we will support you as much as we can.
Will I have to take insulin?
It's possible later on, but at the beginning you will start with oral medication, such as metformin. The tablets are taken with or after meals. Nowadays, there are many new drugs available that may delay or prevent the need for insulin. And sometimes patients are given more than one medicine in order to use different metabolic pathways.
Is there anything else I need to consider apart from changing my lifestyle?
Test your blood sugar at regular intervals and get eyes and feet checked at least once a year. Would you like me to give you some written information and send you some email links? There's a lot of information available on the web, but not all of it is valid or reliable.
Yes, please. That would be very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Das war unsere aktuelle Episode vom PTA-Funk, dem Podcast von Das PTA-Magazin. Danke, dass Sie zugehört haben. Wir freuen uns über Downloads, Likes und Kommentare. Auf Wiederhören, bis zum nächsten Mal.